invoking the inner friend, the buddhi, gently resting or focusing on your own presence and your being. The buddhi resting in yourself. The buddhi becomes a voice, a presence for all of the experiences that come into and out of the self. So in and out of the buddhi being more subtle than the manas or the sense perceptions, for all experiences, including the buddhi, come into my awareness. But the buddhi being the most subtle instrument of the mind, category of the mind, actually is able to objectify and have a relationship with all of the experiences that come into being, that come into my consciousness and go out of my consciousness. And so when the buddhi is resting in me, in the conscious being, the paramatma, the advayananda, that non-dual, changeless fullness of myself, my own nature, then it naturally has the quality of being an inner friend. It is an expression, because of resting in the self, it is an expression of me. Of the safety, of the non-judgmentalness of my own being. So in that safe, welcoming presence, the mind naturally and the body naturally will settle down. So setting up that safe environment, that relaxed, welcoming environment, just let yourself be aware of that settling process. Give the mind the freedom to think, to feel, to do whatever it is doing. Just be interested in the process of the mind. As it comes to its natural state, in the safe, welcoming presence. Also, in that safe environment, inner environment, the body also, just allow it to be itself, to relax in its own way. You just be that quiet, safe presence, which is really your own nature, the nature of the self. Don't worry about any thinking or thoughts or feelings that are going on. Just let them all be, all levels be the only thing. is that you keep some gentle attention on the process that the body and mind are going through in the safety of your own presence. Buddhi gently focused on your own being, on me, on the self. Be yourself, just be the self that you are, this conscious being. As the mind and body naturally continue their process of coming back to their own natural state of being. If I throw a rock into a pond, the pond takes its own time coming back to its natural state of being. whenever you catch your mind having wandered off and you somehow are lost in the mind, no longer the witness, the presence. Just gently bring your mind back in a split second. Just bring it home, continuing to let the mind be the mind. Very natural for the mind also to wander off in its own daydream or get lost in its thoughts or emotions. So part of this exercise is just learning how to, well, that's the mind, and learning how to bring it home, bring the buddhi home without any type of criticism. It's just that the mind can wander off. And you can hold the buddhi can wander off, get lost in the mind. As soon as it becomes aware of that, it can instantly, in a split second, come home. And that's a wonderful thing that the mind is able to do. There is no distance between your being and everything. You are always completely there, but the mind has many capacities and can just take off on its own into emotional depths, into an imaginal world. And when you get lost in those activities, just come home to your own self. Letting those activities continue if they want to, but you remain your own being, your own presence. Let your eyelids be very, very gently closed with no creases. You can lift them a little bit and let them close very gently. They're as though they're closed, but they're as though open. No creases, no tension. Let the tongue be relaxed in your mouth. The buddhi gently being with you, your being, let your mouth assume just a very gentle smile. It's as though your face is assuming just a gentle smile. The body continues to relax. Be yourself. If the buddhi, part of the buddhi, or the manas has any questions, let them ask you, let your buddhi answer. Your buddhi being rooted in your own being. If there's an answer that comes, let the buddhi give that answer. If the little children come, they're unconscious. They want to tell you something. Let them tell you. If it requires an answer, some type of attention, then just give that attention.
Shanti.